Your next love affair, selling. So a lot of people, when they think salesman or a job in sales or a career in sales, they immediately think of the stereotypical used car salesman, the sleazy, scammy, you know, person who's just no good. But you need to forget, you know, your sales stereotypes and your distaste for them. Because first of all, yeah, there are a lot of bad people in sales, but there's a lot of bad people in a lot of different things. So first of all, you're already in sales. All of us, you're constantly either selling something or being sold to. You know, you're selling yourself at interviews. You're constantly selling ideas or persuading your partner, your kids, your family, your friends to do something. And it's completely natural. So stop looking at sales, if you are, as something negative or bad. And even a sales job, you don't have to be this extroverted, high energy, you know, hyped up type of person if you want to be successful in sales or selling. But what you do want to do is you want to keep it natural. Just be yourself. You don't need any kind of tricks or exaggeration. If you can just be ethical, honest, and fair in this business, you know, you're going to slowly build a reputation and get more sales. So basically, to be a successful person in sales, you want to be a problem solver. So you want to satisfy a need or provide a solution to your customers or to your market and provide value. So basically, every deal you walk away from, both parties should be happy. So in the flipping business, you want to just, even though you're not really quote unquote doing like a sales type job, you're still dealing with people and you want to understand the foundations of sales in general. So meaning when you're dealing with people or negotiating, you want to also think about their needs and how you can fill their needs while filling your own. And when you're marketing your products, for example, you want to appeal to people and really sell them on the product via print, via photos, via interactions, as much as possible, because ultimately every little detail counts. Everything counts. So here's an example of two bikes I bought at a thrift store. Now they're two old school vintage bikes. And you might think at first, like, I mean, you can simply post these up for sale on Craigslist, but it's like, let's try and market this in a very specific way. First of all, there's two of them. So who can make use of these two bikes? What about like a couple, a boyfriend, girlfriend couple, or, you know, married couple? I think that would be a pretty good target. So what I did was I reframed everything, the ad. Instead of just selling two bikes for sale, I marketed it in a certain specific way that appeals to people and really gets their brains, their minds, their imagination going. So I sold it as a his and hers vintage bike set. And, you know, before you know it, a couple actually came and the girl was just completely in love with it. They were both riding it around my neighborhood and they ended up taking it. So good salespeople are focused on basically a few things and that's it. Very simple. You're focused on solving problems ethically, providing a solution to people, and providing value to buyers, okay? They focus on giving more than getting. The next thing I want to talk about is this whole notion of under-promise and over-deliver. So basically, you ever come across like a service or company or go to a store where you were completely blown away by their service? Like, you went in, you expected, you know, regular average service, whatever, but you walk away and you're just like, holy smokes, these people are freaking on point. You're just completely surprised and impressed and just shocked at how much value they provided you. And you're like, holy smokes, that was like 10 times what I paid, you know? So this whole notion of under promise and over deliver is popular. And people like to use it. Personally, first of all, I don't believe in under-promising and over-delivering just because it doesn't make sense. Why would you under-promise something? I get what kind of effect it has, but look, if you've got a product or service, you want to freaking over-promise and over-deliver. Over-promise, get them fired up. I mean, don't lie, but don't lie or like trying to, don't lie and just be like, hype something up that's really not up to standard, but freaking overpromise and overdeliver. You know, get them overpromise, tell them you're the best product in the world, and actually deliver on that, overdeliver. So with selling and sales, specifically in the flipping business, you know, you want to basically look at yourself from now on, not necessarily as a flipper. Yeah, you are a flipper, but see yourself as a problem solver. So you're basically, you're satisfying a need. You're providing solutions and value. So every deal you walk away from, both parties should be satisfied. Meaning, let's say you picked up a awesome furniture. Here, let me just give you an example. So for example, I got a gray couch one time for free that I got from the free section of Craigslist. And I posted it up for sale, and this college girl had called me on it. I posted it for $175, I believe, or it might have been $165 or $175, something like that. But she calls me and she's like, "Hey, I really want your couch, you know, this and that. Would it be possible for you to deliver it?" And I actually had in the ad, I had free delivery because I picked up the couch for free and I just kept it in my pickup truck. So it was already ready to go. So she calls me and she's like, "I'm really interested in buying it. You know, I just moved into my first apartment here on campus and literally I have no furniture, nothing. We're like sitting on the floor." So I'm like, "Yeah, sure. No problem." So I take the couch, we deliver it, and she buys it. And yeah, I flipped the couch, which was freaking awesome. It was a successful flip, obviously, but you want to start looking at what just happened. So I walked away from the deal making cash. She walked away from it with a freaking new couch in her living room. I mean, she was super happy that she has a couch now in her living room she can use and sit on and whatever instead of having to sit on the floor. So start looking at yourself as a problem solver. Basically, you're getting people in touch with the items or things that they want, whatever they need. Pretend almost that you're serving the market with the products that they want. So it's your job to go out there and scout, meaning Craigslist, thrift stores. Look for things that you can buy because you've got all these people who are looking for what you've got to offer and they want to pay you for it. So look at it as if you're doing a service and you're a problem solver. As far as sales go, look, sales is basically the lifeline, the blood of any company to keep any company successful or to keep anything going. Basically, you need to start making sales. So you have to stay motivated and keep firing yourself up for action and effort. You know, that extra cash is going to open up doors for you and allow you to run a successful flipping business.
Yeah. And back to selling, you want to be able to sell yourself on yourself, which it's something that a lot of people don't really think of. But look, you want to be sold on yourself. Be sold on the fact that you're going to achieve your goals. Be sold on the fact that you're going to be successful in this flipping business. Be sold on the fact that you can do this and you can learn this skill set. You know, really believe in yourself. Sell yourself on yourself. You know, have no doubts whatsoever and just keep doing that. And it'll slowly start to build your confidence and your positivity and your self-esteem is going to affect everything. It's going to attract more deals to you. Your buyers will pick up on it. Even your sellers will, and you'll be able to get your way much more in life. So you want to be your best self.